Hopefully the week's gone good. Do you like the week, whole week off, or would you like to make, hey, we played on Friday, let's play on Friday. Are you liking the layoff here?
I'm a routine person, and I would have liked it on Friday, but you know, it's what it is, and you play the game when they're scheduled, so you know, we're trying to adapt and we're shortening our practices a little bit, trying to figure out a few things still, but you know, it'll be fine.
Because it's a morning game, Coach, you really can't go in the morning because you got school, so you got to probably go at the same time, don't you?
Yeah, it's tough. We're going to go in the morning on Saturday or on Sunday before we leave. We're going to have a practice, and you know, on the way there, we're going to get out and get on some turf a little bit, do special teams just to get the kids on the turf, but you know, going to be the same thing for our opponent, and you know, it's something you play the games when they're scheduled, and we've kind of talked about that all year with our kids.
Coach, another tremendous effort against Bloomfield. You know, that team coming to semifinals, you knew they were good, had some great players, but again, your defense just shut that offense down for the most part.
They played well defensively, our kids did. I thought we really ran to the football well, and you know, our alignment, that's something this group of kids really do well, is they get aligned good and they get pre-read snaps and they just fly, and it's fun to watch.
No question about it. Your offense, you know, got going there in the second quarter, third quarter, and it was just some long, you know, 13, 14, 15 play drives. You're cool with that, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, that's what we kind of do. We have a motto. We want to get better each day, and we want to keep our boots on the ground, and that's something that these kids have really bought into. And, you know, we talk every day that 3 yards is a great play, and you just got to execute, try not to get behind the sticks with penalties. And, you know, it's something that the kids are good with, and they like to play that way.
I bet there weren't many teams in Bloomfield's schedules that stopped the Wiley Ziegler. I mean, he had tremendous stats going in, but there probably no other team that really held him in check like you guys did.
You know, I'm not sure. I know his stats were tremendous, and we were very cautious of where we kicked it. We did kick him, you know, 2 balls on kickoff, one on accident, but our kids rallied. You know, Mason Schilke made a great tackle in the open field on him, and then, you know, we had about 5 kids hit him the second time, and I thought we didn't make a big deal of it because we've seen good backs all year, and our kids just did a really good job of taking the cutback away from him, and he's a tremendous athlete. The kid's really, really shifty, and he's tough, and, you know, I was worried a little bit going in the game, as any coach would be when you play a skilled player like that, but our kids just did a great job of rallying to him.
Coach, you've got film and probably watched a lot of film on Howells Dodge every game, their playoff games. Once again, they're the real deal. They've got things going on at Howells Dodge again this year, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've learned a lot about their tradition, too, from being here. And they, you know, they're defending state champions, return a lot of their starters from last year. And, you know, before Howells and Dodge consolidated together, or I don't think they're consolidated, they just play football together, I'm not sure on that, but they had a lot of success individually at each school, and you know, together they're even that much better. But you know, it's something that, you know, every team's a new year, somebody's going to win it every year, and our kids, you know, we're excited, and I feel we've worked hard to get better each day, and we're going to go in and just try to be as good as we can be and do what we did last week and hope we're better this week for a football game.
Brewster kid is running back. Boy, they just like to pound him and then give him the ball over and over and over again, don't they?
They do. You know, he's going to run it at least 25 times. And he's a big physical kid. I've talked to our kids, and they've seen him on film. He reminds us a lot of the Elm Creek back. We've seen a back like that. You know, I don't know. You see him in person, but we were very, very impressed with Elm Creek's back. He's, you know, 6'2", 195, so they're both about the same size. And, you know, the kid from Elm Creek was extremely physical, really good linebacker, and just like this kid, you know, I think they're identically two kids that run alike. You know, they're deep on their offensive line, though. They block well, and, And he's very patient and reads his blocks. And if he can't stretch you, he'll cut it back. And that's why we've got to really play cutback defense well, stay in our lanes.
Yep. And if they have to throw it, I guess they can throw it. They don't throw it a lot, but I guess if they have to, you will be there to defense it as well, won't you?
They can. Their quarterback throws the ball extremely well. And they've got good athletes. I've talked to some other coaches, and, you know, about every one of their kids could be a running back or specialty player somewhere, and they're athletic, and they got some good receivers. Both their backs catch the ball well out of the backfield, so you know, they're gonna do what they have to do to, you know, move the football. And, you know, if we can get them into throwing downs, that's something they don't like to do as well. So, you know, that's obviously something that we want to try to make happen.
Well, Coach, it didn't seem like your team has any fear at all. I mean, they're going in pretty confident on this one, aren't they?
Well, you know, I hope we are. I think so. They're a good group of kids. They're emotionally very stable. You know, I sometimes want to see a lot more emotion out of them, but I think in the long run, it's a good thing. They're even keel. They don't get too up, don't get too down. And, you know, they've been great at just trying to get better every day for the next day, and that's how we're approaching this as well.
Well, Coach Schuler, with his wrestling program and you're coaching boys basketball, it's going to have to wait a little bit longer, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're not even concerned about that right now.
I know.
And we're just, you know, I've been impressed. And the kids have even talked about it, and they're just, this is huge. This is something that doesn't happen to a lot of teams, and this group has came a long, long way from when they're freshmen in our program, and we want to finish this ride out right.